welcome to ViralCast, the number one podcast for viral news, reviews, and movie news. I'm Nick Butler, executive editor of MovieViral.com, and I'm joined by contributing writers Alex Sherrard and Ian Welford. Today we'll talk about Sherlock Holmes and a few other things, but first, Alex is going to tell us about the recent updates with Avatar. Alex?
Thanks, Nick. It's been an interesting couple of weeks, really a month since our last ViralCast as far as Avatar is concerned. The last time that we had a podcast, we talked a little bit about the main viral site for Avatar, which was avtr.com, and we weren't quite sure what was going to happen with it and really what it was about, in large part because we didn't know what the movie was about. And so the biggest thing to happen as far as Avatar is concerned since we last held the podcast is the trailer, and I'm sure by now most everyone has seen it in one form or another, whether it's online or on TV or in the movie theater. And the trailer itself isn't viral related, but what it does is give us a lot more backstory that helps explain what we have on Avatar.com. Now it's kind of an interesting conundrum because the trailer really does a good job of explaining the story, and so we have a good idea as fans with what to expect. And if you look at Avatar.com, it's essentially the site for the Resource Development Administration, which is the group or the company that Jake Scully is a part of in the trailer. So and it talks a lot about the reasons they're on Pandora and the type of technology they use and what they're after as far as the minerals and the mining and everything. So it's if you haven't been there since seeing the trailer, it's worth going back there and taking a look at what they have, and they have propaganda posters and all sorts of stuff. It's pretty cool. The interesting thing is, and I'd go so far to say is it's kind of a problem, is that the site hasn't updated since October 7th, which is a month ago yesterday. So as a fan and as someone who's followed this viral, I'm sort of left to wonder, why haven't they updated this site in a month?
Right.
Especially given what I think was a really successful trailer. I wrote on the site that I thought now was a good time to take advantage of some newfound momentum and some newfound excitement, and really commit to a good viral and continue to expand this thing. Unfortunately, it doesn't. They haven't done anything since the trailer premiered, and I'm curious to know how much more they do before the film comes out. So. We'll see what happens. But like I said, it's worth checking out if you're interested in the film, maybe you weren't before, or if you're just looking to get backstory, because it does provide you with some pretty interesting tidbits.
Right. I know when I saw the trailer, and the first time I saw it was I was watching Fox Sunday, and they showed it in the Dallas Stadium in the biggest TV ever in the world or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Some ridiculous. So that was the first time I saw it. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the film. I wasn't, I'm not really excited for it as much as other people.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you look at the film, and like it is going to be, it's supposed to be James Cameron's masterpiece. And if you look at the computer-generated images and how it's done and all the effects that it has, it should be, whether or not it makes a profit, because I'm still a bit weary it'll make back all the money they spent making it. But even if it doesn't, I still think it is going to be his movie, the one that he wanted to make, the masterpiece. But when I saw the trailer, it did really get me excited. So I did actually go back and I checked the viral page, and
mm-hmm.
It was still the same. And I was kind of surprised, but it does make me wonder if they're going to do anything else with it, or if it's just going to die.
Yeah, or maybe they're content with just, they had the big trailer premiere, and now they'll just start pumping out TV spots and banner ads and stuff like that, and maybe they feel like they don't need a viral site to commit to a small niche of fans.
Right.
Just focus on getting the masses and get them to come. I mean, certainly that's sort of the approach that most blockbusters take, but to me when it was, you know, when I started hearing about Avatar and how big they wanted it to be and how all-encompassing they wanted it to be, I figured that, you know, a good viral campaign would go along with it. And,
right.
you know, yeah, there's still, you know, a month and a half or whatever before it comes out, and anything can happen. But I think as we get closer to the date, nothing happens, you're sort of left to, you know, to be skeptical about whether or not they'll update this site again. So,
right. And even with kind of big movies, a viral campaign, it really depends on how big they want to make the campaign. Because if you look at how Sony's handling 2012 by putting those commercials on TV, saying that the Mayans predicted and it's all going to come true. And if you miss that first little second where it flashes, I think it's the Columbia sign,
mm-hmm.
their image, if you miss that, it does look scary. And that's apparently, I just found this out last week, that NASA's received thousands of complaints, kind of, not really complaints, but calls wondering if indeed the world was going to end in 2012, because that commercial's
right.
pretty convincing. So that's obviously a massive, beyond anything we've really seen with viral campaigns. So that's taking it to the next level. That's putting the campaign on a national stage, which can definitely benefit, obviously, a movie. So, but if with Avatar, if they're just going to do one little slight, they've got to ask, is it worth it? Is it going to be worth the effort to put into that site with just the narrow, like you said, niche that they're targeting, the narrow group of people?
Right. Yeah, and I wrote about two for the site. This one, there's a website tied in with the toy line. I think Mattel are the ones, the company behind making it. And basically, I don't know if I'd call it a viral site, but it's more of a promotion to buy the toys. If you buy a Jake Scully action figure, and you know, you can go online and get some 3D renderings of characters and ships and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. I haven't heard of anyone buying action figures for the film yet. And, you know, it seems like sort of a half-hearted attempt. And, you know, like you said, with 2012, you know, I'm not a big Roland Emmerich fan. But that was a viral that started early. And they certainly haven't let up at all. So, mm-hmm. You know, I give them credit for that. And, you know, I'm just kind of surprised with what happened with Avatar. But, you know, we'll see how it goes from here.
Well, kind of the opposite of Avatar is Sherlock Holmes. They kind of started, like Avatar, back a little while ago, but they stopped, and Avatar stopped too. But hopefully Avatar does what Sherlock Holmes does, and it comes back. And Sherlock Holmes, last week, sent out a quote, telegraph via email, that said that the game is afoot. It's starting. The game is starting. So I was pretty interested to see. I wasn't 100% sure they'd do anything with it, and I'm kind of glad they did. This isn't necessarily an ARG viral, which is what we kind of follow with like 2012, where you're in the campaign, you're a part, you're playing a player.
Right.
I guess it is, but it's run through Facebook. It's a Facebook game, not literally on Facebook, but it is connected with Facebook. You do, I guess, play a player. You're Sherlock Holmes, or Dr. Watson. And basically, they sent out a telegraph, and they sent out a few more after. I believe it's four or five after, with images connected. And those images all had kind of, the first one was a set of rules. The second one was a game you could play while you're waiting for the game to start. I didn't really understand the second one. I think the third one was an almanac, and the fourth one was a newspaper. Those last two might have been switched around. But basically, in the newspaper, the only thing I saw, it was in the newspaper, and that was, it said Society Spy twice. It was once mentioned in an article, and was also written above a 7-Eleven ad. I mean, this is kind of a game, more than it is following. Like, if you look at 2012, they're doing the campaign that you participate in. They're
right.
doing the different blogs with the different characters. So this is more, I guess you're more involved. I mean, the first game was relatively easy. I'm not sure what else to do, but Monday, which is, I guess, today, since we release these on Mondays, the new game starts. So hopefully I can take a look at that and get a post up about it. But It's really gone relatively good. I'm glad to see that they're doing something, because Sherlock Holmes has a big potential in a viral campaign, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I played the first chapter. Looking through the pages, there are definitely little hints and clues and little things to follow. Anyone that has tried it, if you look at the games page, the Pentagram game stuck out to me particularly. Yeah, there's definitely tiny little things mixed in with the game, but yeah, you're right, the game isn't really too much of an ARG, but yeah, no, there's definitely things in there that we need to be looking out for.
Right, it's not, I mean, it's not really putting you in the world, like yourself, like you're playing as yourself, you're playing as a character, as if you were him, which is kind of a different aspect, but yeah, it's quite fun. You should probably check it out. That's okay. The website's 221b.sh. And Alex, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to ask, I mean, do you think that it's, that these sort of, you know, little virals or mini virals, whatever you want to call them, do you think it's adding excitement to the film? Because I know that they just released either a second or third trailer about a week ago, and it's almost as if they're experimenting with a viral while at the same time, you know, releasing another trailer, almost for a more, you know, to reach the masses a little bit more. I mean, do you think that the viral is helping drum up excitement for the film, or is it just, a couple little things to...
Well, I don't know if it's really getting people excited about it, but what it is doing is definitely promoting it. Because this game is done through Facebook, it allows the game to post on your wall as long as you allow the game to do that. And so it's promoting it through your Facebook, and you actually invite one of your friends to play with you. They play the other character. If you pick Sherlock, they pick they be Watson, and the other way around if you choose Watson. So I mean, it's definitely promoting the film. It's gotten me excited for the film, but on a mass scale, I don't know if a lot of people are gonna be excited because they're playing as the characters. I guess a diehard Sherlock Holmes fan definitely.
Yeah,
but the average Joe, I don't even know if he's going to take a look at this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the same. I playing the game, I think the actual film's going to be a lot better. I remember when the first trailer came out, and everyone was like, "It's going to be a comedy. How are you going to?" I don't know if you ever read anything about that, but they thought Sherlock Holmes was going to be a comedy, and it was going to be a nightmare of a film. But after all this, it's definitely got me a lot more interested. And I think when you look at this compared to Avatar, now I think Avatar, you know, I mean, like, for all that time, like, a year in front of it, you were hearing about directors going in to see clips of it, and they were saying it was the next big thing in, like, cinematography. And I don't know that everybody really knows about this film. It's the biggest film of the year, or it should be the biggest film of the year, and they're not really doing too much with it at all, I don't think.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because I didn't even know what Avatar was until... I don't even know until Avatar Day, but I still don't understand what the film's about at all, which I guess is kind of a good thing. I don't understand what Cloverfield was about, but I still went and saw that. But
yeah,
but I know it is kind of. I would like to see Avatar incorporate more of a viral, so then I could get a better understanding of the film. Because Sherlock Holmes, like you said, it does kind of make you kind of get a better understanding of the film, and that it's not going to be like a comedy. And I don't know what I know Avatar's not a comedy, but I still don't know what it is about.
But I think as well, it just, you know, Sherlock Holmes, you played that game, or you've looked at the clues, it's made you want to find out a little bit more about a film. Whereas Avatar, I don't think, you know, I wouldn't go away, like, based purely on this campaign that they've got so far, I wouldn't just go away and do a little bit of research into it and find out what it was all about, or, you know, what's been happening, or how it all came together. Whereas Sherlock Holmes, or 2012 for that matter, I mean, you know, that's been it's been fantastic over the last month. But and it's got me really interested. So a month ago, I wasn't interested in seeing the film at all. And now, well, yeah, I'll go see the film because the viral's been pretty good. And I think it deserves a bit of credit for that.
Right. I really like what Sony's doing with their viral campaigns. They are really going all out, and I think it's partly because of the success District 9 had. That's a $25 million budget or $30 million budget, and the viral campaign is what is being credited with most of its success. I shouldn't say most. It was a lot of hype because of the Rao campaign, so I guess it is most. But I think with that, they saw how good that did. Now they're pushing it on 2012. And I think with 2012, after if it's successful, which it should be because it's a big disaster film, and those always do good, I think after that we'll start seeing more films incorporate viral marketing, which isn't necessarily a good thing, because you're going to start seeing it done different ways, ways that aren't always going to work. And if you have a big budget film that relies on viral marketing, and then it fails, that's going to kind of give a blow to viral marketing.
Right.
And then if a lot of films start doing viral marketing, it's gonna lessen the impact that it has. It's just gonna be like another ad in a magazine, which I know has been talked a lot about.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right, and I think if you look at take aside The Dark Knight, if you look at some of the more successful viral campaigns, they've all been really small budget sort of, or almost indie films. So you've got your Blair Witch, you've got your District 9, and even recently you've got your Paranormal Activity.
Right.
And to look at the comparison between that and this big budget film that, let's be honest, I mean, if anything needs to make money, it's the big budget film so that it can make its money back. And it's really strange how they don't really seem to utilize this kind of marketing as much as they possibly should. And yet 2012 is a good turnaround. It's same with Dark Knight, and hopefully, you know, that sort of aspect of it will get better as well.
Right. And I think you'll start seeing companies start hiring outside companies like 42 Entertainment to handle the viral marketing, as long as, I guess, Tron does well. If Tron does well, then 42 Entertainment will definitely begin a boost, because they're handling Tron. They did The Dark Knight, which is, The Dark Knight's hailed as the best kind of viral campaign in memory ever, because it's viral marketing is relatively new. So is there anything else you want to talk about on the subject?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else there?
Okay. Well, I'm going to do a quick rundown. None of us here have been following 2012 enough to talk about it, to talk about the little things like we have Sherlock Holmes and Avatar. So I'm just going to give a rundown of the recent kind of news from 2012. The biggest news this week has to be that Michael S. won the campaign to become the post-2012 world leader. So congratulations to Michael S., and I hope he has a fun time in Cancun. Other than that, here's some headlines. I don't know much about 2012, so I'm just going to read the headlines, and you can go check them out at movieviral.com. The Survival Lottery is a sham, and that was apparently Soren Ulfit, if I'm saying that right, accused that the lottery was a sham, and it was confirmed, or something along that line.
They were basically doing a lottery so that, you know, people could enter the lottery, and if they were lucky enough, they would win a place on the ark. Mm-hmm. But an internal memo showed that it was just a sham, and it was only for people that they decided were going to go already. It was predetermined, if you will.
Okay. Yeah, so that, I mean, that, I guess that's big news for the 2012 world. Another one is the IHC officially announced the winner of the post-2012 election, who I mentioned was Michael S., as well as some other little tidbits in that article, so go check that out. And another one is, if you want to survive 2012, you can just buy a ticket, and that's Soren Ulfit, again, I'm sorry if I'm saying the name wrong, kind of revealed that you can buy a ticket, you can buy a lottery ticket if you wanted to win. So basically he's saying it's a sham, which was confirmed later on by, as Ian said, an internal memo. And I guess the biggest news within the last week was that a TV series sequel to 2012 is being planned. And I don't know whether this is in just the early states or if it's almost definitely going to happen. But, I mean, this would be pretty interesting to see an apocalypse series, TV series. Do you think?
I agree. I'm more curious to see if this viral decides to continue, if, you know, assuming 2012 does well and this TV series is greenlit, I mean, this viral to me is comprehensive enough and, you know, intriguing enough. I mean, is this something that can carry over into a television series? I mean, I don't know how this movie's going to end and, you know, who's going to be alive and what the story's going to be, but I mean, if this viral is centered around, you know, getting a person to lead the world after the apocalypse, and I mean, to me, that's something that this the TV show itself is going to cover, and not so much the film.
Right.
You know, it'd be interesting to see if they decide to, you know, keep this viral campaign going. Because I mean, certainly that'd be a first. They have something, you know, begin with a film and translate to television. So, you know, I don't know. I read Dan's article, and it's interesting the points that he brings up as far as, you know, has there really been a successful network television series about the apocalypse that, you know, is interesting and well made? I mean, to me, there's a lot of questions about it, but, you know, we'll see. See how the film does.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see how the TV series would actually work, and if it would relate directly to the film or be a separate kind of apocalypse. Apparently, it's going to be called 2013. So, I mean, if that gives any hint to what it's about,
right?
I think that would be interesting. And then you got to ask if the characters be different. I would guess so, because most of the people in this are film actors.
Mm-hmm.
But that would definitely be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to if it happens. And I'm not sure if it is 100% confirmed it's happening. I would guess not. I would guess it's in the early stages, and it has to do with how good the film does. It would be interesting to see how they would kind of pan that out from the film to the TV show.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm looking forward to that. And kind of in the TV show talk, we might as well turn to V. And I know, Ian, you've seen the premiere of V. What did you think about it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I wasn't really expecting it to be good at all. I watched the original, not, you know, when it ran, but, you know, I watched it on the DVD, and I thought it was brilliant, and I thought the remake was just going to be rubbish, but no, it turned out pretty good, pretty weird. Special effects are a bit so-so, but yeah, and, you know, anything that had, like, features half of the cast of Firefly in it can't be bad.
Yeah, I saw the premiere. I recorded it, figured I'd just check it out, and I'm really interested in it. The whole concept I really like, and so is this based off something in the past? Is it?
Well, yeah, they like it's just a remake of
an
old TV
yeah,
series.
Yeah,
it's kind of loosely based on it. I can't really remember everything about the original series, but it was the same sort of premise that, you know, visitors came and humans were taken into this ambassador program, and then it turned out that obviously they were here to sort of farm us and our water and
right.
and things. So yeah, it's the same premise, but obviously sort of kicked in to date. But
right.
Yeah, like I said, the special effects and everything, I'm not too sure. But I'm interested now to see about the politics and things like that, because I think it was 20 years. It was made in the early 80s, and I think a lot's happened since then. So I think it'll be really interesting to see how politics and things came into it. And I don't know if you ever watched Battlestar Galactica, but to me, that was one of the biggest things about a remake, was that it incorporated all these different aspects of things, i.e. politics and social boundaries and things like that. And I'm hoping they do this in V as well, but maybe I'm just giving it a bit too much credit. But yeah, look, it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's how long it's going to go. It's kind of a series that if you either like it or you're not going to watch it. And I know a lot of new series have been struggling, especially on a NBC, but this is on ABC, so right, yeah, this is on ABC, so hopefully it does good. I'm looking forward to this week's episode, so I guess we'll see where that goes. But I really like the series premiere for that, and I believe there is a viral site where you can join the ambassador program, and you can check that out at movieviral.com. Another quick one we'll bring up is The Box. I know I wrote an article about the new website they had. Where it has clips and it relates The Box to like a NASA program, the Viking program, I believe, which was the first successful trip to Mars.
Yeah, that's right.
And the website is youaretheexperiment.com, and it's this really kind of creepy thing. When you watch these videos, it's like an eerie kind of feeling that it gives you, and I don't know how it ties into the movie, because what I get from the basic premise of the movie is it's a family or this couple is given a box and has a button in it, and they push it someone in the world that they don't know, or at least that's what the guy says, dies, and they're kind of struggle, and they'll get $1 million if they do it, and they struggle with the decision on whether or not to do it, and stuff happens and they're running, I don't know. But the website itself is, it relates directly back to the Viking program, which took place in the 70s, and it was kind of the trips to Mars. And the videos themselves, like I said, were really kind of eerie, and it gives this mysterious feeling. And this definitely kind of hyped up the movie for me, because it makes me wonder, what is this? It gives me the same feeling that the Cloverfield trailer gave me, to a lesser extent, because that's a trailer, but this is a website. But it gave me that mysterious, like, how does this tie into the film? What is this? So I'll probably end up seeing the box now because of that. And I believe, I don't know exactly when the box comes out. November 6th, so it's already out. It came out Friday. So I'll probably go see that sometime this weekend. Ian, did you look at that website?
Yeah, that's, I really liked it. The video, the music, everything. And to be honest, I watched the clips a couple of times because I kept thinking I was missing things. And like in the third trailer, you see Cameron Diaz on a phone and just sort of in the background and things like that. And I quite liked that about it, that you know, the films and everything were shot very, very well, mm-hmm. for a viral. And yeah, it's changed what I thought the film was going to be as well. I think watching the trailer, the film looked kind of interesting, but yeah. But yeah, like watching through the clips for the viral site, it's just taken on like a totally different feel for me, with the alien side to it, or you know, the Mars Viking sort of mission, right, and things like that, because you definitely get that impression from the website that people are under alien influence. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Alex, do you have a chance to look at the website?
I did. You know, and the thing that I like about the campaign is, you know, the focus on, you know, the tagline of the film is, you know, you are the experiment. So, you know, I think Nick, you mentioned in your piece that it came out pretty close to its release. And, you know, I think in many cases, a viral that comes out, you know, that close to when the film is released might be considered, you know, too little too late, but I think it works well with the film. I think I was reading the box office stats for this past weekend, and I think it came in fourth, and I don't know where that fits in with expectations, but yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good. I think I'd probably rent it, and you know, I think this website in conjunction with, you know, the trailer that was, you know, released a while back for it, you know, it kind of fits together pretty nicely, and you know, it has a pretty intriguing premise.
I'd just like to mention, you said it came in fourth, it came in sixth.
Sixth?
Which isn't, I mean, they still made $9 million, and I don't know, the budget was $25 million, so that's not bad. But it still fell behind Paranormal Activity, The Fourth Kind, The Men Who Stare at Goats, and Michael Jackson's This Is It and A Christmas Carol. So, I mean, that's not terribly bad for $25 million budget, so I would guess... It was a last kind of ditch attempt at just getting some more word out about it.
Yeah, and to me, I mean, you know, I could be wrong, but to have films like Paranormal Activity, The Fourth Kind, and The Box all come out, you know, in like a 3 or 4 week period, you know, to me, without going into too much research in the three films, they all seem to be sort of similar in their tone and you know, some of their, you know, the genre and stuff like that. You know, I don't know if The Box was just sort of, you know, the odd film out and, you know, people are going to see Paranormal Activity still instead of that, or, you know, if there's other reasons for it. But, yeah, it's still an interesting viral, so.
Now, I mentioned The Men Who Stare at Goats, and I figure I'll just bring it up a little bit. I'm going to see this film sometime this week, and I'm pretty sure, because it just looks funny. I don't know. Have you guys seen the trailers for it?
I have, yeah.
It's based on a true story, and that's what gets me. Apparently, there was this... I learned this all from the Colbert Report, but it was they were interviewing the guy. Apparently, it is based on this actual thing the U.S. Army did, where they put a bunch of guys in this room, and for months, they just stared at goats, trying to get the goat to die. And it never worked. However, once they were staring at a goat and the goat next to it died. So, I mean, that's one step closer to using mind control in the military. So I thought that was interesting. It's based off a true story, and it's based off a true story, but the movie itself is based off a book of a guy who was sent there to kind of write down everything they did. So I thought that was funny, and that's why I want to see it, cause just the fact it was based off a true story, and I know George Clooney is in it, so that looks good. That's not really viral related. I guess it could be viral goat killing, but that was pretty funny when I found out it was based off a true story. But I mean, is there anything else you guys want to mention relating to any viral or other kind of comments?
I'm trying to think. Do you guys have any thoughts on the latest J.J. Abrams rumor with his super secret film? I mean, I wrote an article for that for the site, and you know, I don't know what he has planned, but I got reading the article from first showing, I got the same excitement that I had when I, you know, saw the Cloverfield teaser and when I started to get acclimated to that film. You know, I don't know what you guys think about a sequel to Cloverfield, mm-hmm. but you know, if the alternative is a similarly styled film, at least in terms of its marketing and its, you know, its sort of mystery and intrigue, I mean, that's fine with me. I'm just looking for, you know, I'm looking to see what else, you know, Mr. Abrams has up his sleeve, because I think he's one of the more creative minds, at least right now, and what he's been able to do the past couple of years. So I don't know if you guys had any thoughts on that, though.
Yeah, well, I was pretty excited when I saw this, because if you remember, Cloverfield itself, it was announced that there was a secret J.J. Abrams project well before the trailer came out, but no one knew what it was, so they couldn't comment. They didn't know it was Cloverfield. They didn't know it was about monsters. But so it was announced well before, so we might not see anything from this film for a while, because I think that was announced at least 6 months before the trailer came out for Cloverfield. So looking at this, it definitely kind of looks back like Cloverfield, because I know they said it was kind of a similar, like you said, similarly styled film, mm-hmm. in the genre it would fall into. So it would definitely be interesting, and I'd like to see him, and I kind of almost am sure that Bad Robot and whoever picks up the film, I would probably, I don't know who it would be. Do you know who picked up the film to distribute it?
I don't know, no.
Yeah, I maybe no one has yet.
Yeah.
But, I would think that they would kind of relate back to viral marketing, because the viral marketing they did for Cloverfield, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did, especially if it's a similar genre.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it'd be interesting this time around, because, you know, everyone knew J.J. Abrams was a name everyone knew before Cloverfield came out, but still the film, at least the trailer, caught so many people by surprise, and I think that initial, you know, intrigue into the concept, you know, in 1808, that was so pivotal to getting so much, you know, to generating the hype. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see, you know, now that people know, you know, or at least strongly think that Abrams is going to try and do something again, you know, is there going to be that same secrecy, or is there going to be more of a push to get, you know, set photos and all this other stuff? And, you know, I think I'm sort of questioning whether or not, you know, the likelihood that, you know, whatever story this is might get spoiled before, mm-hmm. you know, any good viral goes in place or anything like that.
Well, one thing I know with Abrams is that he will not be persuaded by the companies that maybe, like, let's say, for example, Paramount, really right after, they wanted to do a Cloverfield sequel because it was a $25 million budget, and they made so much money off of that film, and they wanted an immediate sequel to it, and J.J. Abrams didn't want to unless he got the story that he knew could do either as good or better, and he wanted better than the first one, and obviously that didn't happen. He couldn't get that story, or he hasn't yet.
Right.
So I don't think he'll be persuaded by the companies if he wants to do some sort of viral with it. So I think if he doesn't, I don't think it's he's being persuaded or he's being pressured to do certain things. I think it's just a different technique of marketing. But like you said, it would definitely be interesting to see how it is played out and if whether or not they'll do a viral campaign with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we have too much to worry about the secrecy. I think, you know, when Star Trek came out, I don't think a lot of people knew much about what actually happened in the film. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but I think pretty much everything that happened in it was fairly new to everyone. You know, the trailer, I don't think, gave too much away either. So I don't think we've got really too much to worry about. And I love directors who do this, that do a big, big budget film to keep, well, maybe to keep a studio happy, or maybe just to keep the money coming in, or whatever, and then go back to the indie thing as well. So, like, Christopher Nolan as well, you know, like, some of the indie films he's done in between big films that have just been fantastic. And, yeah, I'm totally, totally down with that. Hopefully a lot more directors will go that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Is that it for that?
Yep.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Not for me.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us on ViralCast. It was definitely a good week, and make sure you check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/movieviral. On Facebook, you can join our Facebook group, as well as our YouTube page. Just go to movieviral.com and look in the left sidebar, right sidebar, and we got some links over there that you can join our pages. So thanks for listening to Movie Viral's ViralCast. Have a good night.